the Bell Schrader. Coach Belichick joins me again here in the show. And Coach, the Jets on offense, Geno Smith at quarterback?
Yeah, let's start with Geno. You know, problem number one is very athletic, mobile quarterback. So here's the play last week against the Broncos where the Broncos actually had this pattern pretty well defended here. Smith's trying to work the three-man side. They get some pressure up the middle, but, you know, Smith's able to get out of trouble here. He escapes to the outside. Now the coverage has to match, you know, inside and outside, and now the receiver comes back and kind of hits that soft spot in the middle. So it's a third and 10 play. Really, by all rights, Broncos should be off the field, but Smith extends the play, you know, finds the open man, sticks it in there for a first down. So we're not only going to have to do a good job on our coverage and our pass rush, but, you know, not letting him either scramble for the first down or extend the play and force our coverage to have to cover him all day, which is hard to do.
I know Alex Smith can move around for Kansas City, but it's been a while since you faced that mobile quarterback. You got another one here on Thursday night.
Yes.
All right.
Third and two on the two. So, you know, got to have it play. Critical situation. Decker is the outside receiver down here on the goal line. The two receivers push off outside. Decker comes underneath. Smith sticks it right in there to him for a, you know, good clean touchdown. Easy kind of throw. Decker's a mismatched guy they try to move around to a lot of different positions, like to run plays like this to kind of get him the ball or, you know, give him a chance to catch and run with it. But here he is in the red zone, key guy going to him on a scheme play.
That's a tough thing to stack that coverage, too, because you got to communicate with that natural pick play that they're trying to run there.
Yeah, and they do a lot of things to try to, you know, make it tough on you there, scheme plays that you haven't seen.
Okay.
So here we are in the fourth quarter last week against the Broncos. Third down and one, you know, down by 7 points. Got to get the ball back. Short yardage play, you know, and there it is defensively. Very good front seven. There's a lot of talent up here, a lot of big, strong, physical guys, a lot of high draft choices. The line of scrimmage was the 16. Now it's the 15. And they do a very good job in a running game. We're going to really have to do a good job of coming off the ball. Our backs are going to have to do a good job of seeing the holes. We're going to have to really do a good job of blocking these guys. So there they are. You know, Harris is the number two. You got a couple number one picks here with Wilkerson and Richardson. Pace is the number one pick. You know, Copel's the number one pick out there. And you got, where are you? DeMario is a third round pick. So, you know, there's a lot of talent there. Kendrick Ellis, another third round pick. So they've invested heavily in their front seven. And there they all are up there. Big, strong, tough guys to block. Babin, Copel's both number one picks here. As defensive end. So a lot of depth, a lot of talent up there.
A lot of guys flying to the ball, too. 1-14. A lot of people make a ton about the record, but they're flying around making plays.
No, they sure are. It's a good defensive team. Good defensive front and good defensive team.
All right.
So here we are against the Chargers. And it's another good run defensive play here. This is Babin coming off the edge here against Gates. You can see he knocks him back about 3 or 4 yards. This is Pace coming hard off the backside. So there's your hole right there. So I don't know where you go through it. Not much room to run. No place for Brown to go. He tries to spin out of it. Wilkerson makes the play. So the Jets are at the top of the league in negative plays in the running game where they, you know, hit the back behind the line of scrimmage. They're not sacks, but they are sacks.
Yeah,
you lose the down, you lose the yardage, and you're in second and long, and you're in third and long. So, again, our run blocking's really got to have to be good, strong, not let them knock the line of scrimmage back. Our backs are going to have to be patient, find those holes, and we're going to have to do a good job. They're really a good run defense. They're well-coached, and they have a lot of good players.
You converted a couple third and 14s last week. You don't want to do it again this week,
No,
right?
We sure don't.
Another big divisional game. Go get them, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your Bell Schrader. More of All Access back right after this.